this whole procedure was just wheeled up. We did this on the island. What they do, did they realize that this is a matter of fact?
Very
really, when I said
point,
that, I mean, they're
Pierpont came up and he said, Pierpont has been a little, you know, on a war. He said, I want you to know, Ron, that I think that the president has handled this. This was yesterday evening. He said, first of all, he said, damn, the CBS is running the story out of Paris. They're using your statement, Ron, but they weren't using it. Stand by now. But he said, I want you to know that I think that the president handled this whole matter just in the right way
on the deal that he
on this last 2 days.
Well, we would
they've got to respect this.
Let me ask you, whether you think, Frank, we should go forward with maybe with the president tomorrow. Henry is suffering a hunch. Maybe we ought to do it tomorrow. I could go tomorrow easy enough. I've also, I'll have to worry about that.
Well, from a foreign policy standpoint, you may have a reason to do it.
No reason for a policy. The only point that I make is that it sure should be best for us to be outgoing to the press. We've got to remember on our story rather than on theirs. Now, this story will be lost by Monday. Friday, they'll still be talking a bit about it, saying, well, how's the ceasefire going and all the rest. And I'd a hell of a lot rather be talking about that than I would about, what about Watergate? What about Schultz? What about Meany? I might have cared on all the rest, but very much in it for us.
Well, if we could, if you feel that comfortable with doing it at 3 o'clock tomorrow,
what?
3 o'clock tomorrow, I think would be...
Well, I could do it by 11 tomorrow, so, yeah. If you think for 11 or 3, either one, what is your feeling? You'd rather say Monday. If you do, we'll go Monday.
Well, you have, but let me think a moment. You have a good argument about the fact that this has now ironed itself out today. Rogers is going to sign the 9-point agreement. Wouldn't that be? That would be before 11 o'clock tomorrow, wouldn't it?
Sure.
It would be before 11.
Well, just at the time. So we'll be out here in a more positive.
Would be within the story.
Yeah.
You would be commenting on the POW
thing
and within that story.
The
way things have ironed out now.
Which is basically our story rather than waiting a Monday when you have the news magazine and everybody else. And you see, one thing you got to realize, Ron, and I'm sure you knew that whenever we have a good story, like I told Henry, perhaps we have the SALT agreement or something like that, and they'll write the Berlin agreement, they write it in 48 hours and drop it. Now, it's to their interest, in other words, to kill the story, now that it's happened. It's to our interest, frankly, to write it. Rather than letting them get on another one. Now, we have to fight the other ones, too, I believe. We'll get all this economic bullshit. That's what I
feel good tomorrow.
Yeah. Now, how about, in case, I'll have to see how later, how I get along today. But 3 o'clock tomorrow is all right, too. We have to
resolve
it down. So I may not be able to get prepared by 11. If we do it 11:30, it'll be all right.
Perfect.
11:30. You see, we'll be up till midnight.
I'd say he's totally flexible.
Yeah.
If you want to do it at 11:30, we do it then. If you want to do it at 3, we do it at 3.
Well, I find think we ought to try to do it tomorrow. I want you to tell. I guess in this case, the best thing to do is that the Sapphire and worked on the original.
You can be setting it up now.
Well, tell Pat, I want about 2 pages updated. I don't want him to look at the book. But I don't want a great gob of new material. See what I mean? Henry is going to get me the foreign policy stuff. But just say I want just brief, very, very brief updating. Because I just haven't time to study a lot of stuff. See, because I don't want to get a whole, go reaming off on what is Gavin Phillips written like that. So, see what I mean?
It's the same position. It's got the subject of this person.
I got that, yeah.
We'll do a picture at the start of the
day. Yeah.
Instead of being another person, would you object to yourself to pronounce?
Oh, not at all.
It seems to me that transfer.
Yes. And I'll come in and add the picture. I hope the others are just young girl.
He was.
If you.
What a terrible guy.
You know his reputation.
Thank you.
But on the other hand, you can be sure from where you sit in your dangerous part.
adjourned and torn apart. But at the present time, it's naive attitude.
Thank you.
warnings that the like September is planning now is something very dramatic, and that is to have a plane with explosives, with men who are prepared to commit suicide, and drop it either at some very important military installation, preferably in a city like Tel Aviv or Beersheba down south, or something like that.
You mean just crash it?
Yes.
Like a kamikaze? Yeah.
Now, since in Lod, we had Japanese come in who were prepared to commit suicide and just shoot everybody in sight.
Those crazy fools, yeah.
You see, we had to consider that seriously. And it's in that context that one must understand it. And Mr. Burton, I'm interested above all that you know the. If had anyone of the people there had any doubt whether there are passengers in the plane, believe us, no matter what it would have happened, we wouldn't have done it. And our chief of staff, when asked, "Well, do you think you should have tried to bring the plane down on its way out?" He said, a passenger plane. He said, even on the way in, even if they were coming into the country, we wouldn't have done it. And nobody, I believe, in the world was full of so much sorrow.
Let me say this, we understand. I followed it all. The main concern we have, as I explained to him, is the ambassador was, we don't want your position, I mean Israel's position in the world, to be, to something. Now you have your statement, and then, I thought that was a very intelligent to suggest that you would, on humanitarian grounds, be helpful to those who may have been injured and so forth. Now, what I have to say is this. If this happened when we were, example, when we were bombing the military targets in North Vietnam, the hospital was in, we didn't actually bomb it, so amazing the accuracy. Or if we had really intended to hit non-military targets in North Vietnam,
yes,
we could have taken out Hanoi in about 3 days. But we didn't. But be that as it may, they're not parallel. But let us understand, we know what your intentions are and your motives. What we want to do is, since we have to work together, we want your position to be one that you can sell before the world, I mean. And that's all we're talking about. So we've discussed it.
These were places of rare terrorists. what we want